Hello and welcome back once again to Break Your Chains from your 9 to 5. And today on this episode, I'm going to add with a bit of value, to be honest, of what I've been learning online with organic outreach. If you're anyone that works online with organic outreach, this is where you cold message people that don't know you to say, hi, how's it going? Basically kind of help you in your business. And I've been doing this for a little while, and yeah, it does work. It's fantastic. But a lot of the time, you get maybe people that aren't interested in business or are not really fit your criteria to be able to help them in their business. They're not interested in maybe breaking their chains from their 9 to 5. This is what I get a lot. I got one message once of someone where I was talking to them, and I tried to take the conversation over to business, and they just said, do you like sex? I was like, right, maybe not my sort of clientele. So the conversation ended there, although it was very funny in a way. So the cold outreach messages, what I'm going to talk about today is how to get out of that, how to stop the cold outreach messages, and maybe to get people to raise their hand to you, to maybe say, hey, yeah, I'm interested in what you're talking about. I'm interested in what you've got to offer in a way, and to get them to sort of message you and come to you, come into your ecosystem in a way, come into your business and to maybe do business with you or purchase your offers with affiliate marketing. This is a technique that I learned from some other training that I got from somebody else. So I thought I'd share it with a lot of people because I found it quite valuable. So the first, what I'm going to call this is posting with purpose. Well, when I started posting, when I started on my Facebook or the LinkedIn or whatever social media platform you're on, I started posting with basically pictures of what I'm up to, and hey, I go out on my motorbike, or I go out and walk my dog. And I tell you, most of my posts, they got 100s of likes from people that like dogs. Ah, oh, it's a cute dog. Are you going in the park? That's a cool trick you've taught your dog. Which, yeah, it's fantastic. I'm quite proud of how my dog is. He's a good lad, but it's not the sort of person that I'm looking for to bring into my business, to promote my business, to make my business bigger and better, to make it grow. So now I've learned a sort of tactic that I want to post with purpose. And this is what I want to talk to you about today. And how to post with purpose. This is what I'm going to explain. So what I'm going to start with is maybe back to front in a way. You might see it as that, but you've got to start at the end. Start at the end of what you want to achieve with this. When you're posting your content or posting anything anywhere on social media, what you want to achieve with the purpose of this post in a way. And what are you going to offer people? What's your ultimate goal? What is the goal that you want these people to do? Like, say if you want people to come into your group, you want people to come into your ecosystem on your Facebook group or your LinkedIn group or any sort of group that you want to get people onto. You want them to get to take action to come into your group. So what I'd first do on your profile is sort of create some hype around what you're going to create. Say you're going to create a bit of a training for profile optimization. If you don't know what profile optimization is, then reach out and I'll tell you a bit more. But profile optimization is where your profile is optimized for any customer to come to this profile and they can see what you do. They understand what you do. Because if someone went to your profile that were into, say, people have clicked on my profile because they like my dog, well, they're not going to reach out to me about my dog. It sort of wastes your time, and I'm not here to be talking about my dog. I'm not here to train dogs or to show you how to do anything with dogs. I'm here to help people break their chains from the 9 to 5. This is what I want to do. This is my ultimate goal. So you've got to start posting on your, say you're doing profile optimization. You've got to post on your profile, maybe ask about what do people think that the profile should look like? What's a good profile? Maybe tag someone else who's a good profile. Ask, get the hype up, ask a few questions and get people engaging with that content. And maybe there might be some people that come along and ask, saying, what is profile optimization? Well, that's a perfect opportunity for you to explain to them, for you to bring them into your ecosystem, to tell them what profile optimization is. And you can do this sort of a week before you even create or even put any content out there on profile optimization. Because the benefit of that is that you'll find out what people are asking and what people need to know. Because anything I've found with all the interviews that I've done on my podcast is that not everybody thinks the same as you. Your online business is open all over the world, and there's all different cultures and all different upbringings, and everyone likes to do things differently. This is the massive thing that I learn in all the time. Everyone does things differently, and everyone sort of does things in a different way. So when you put out the posts asking about profile optimization and asking about what do people struggle with, or what do they not understand, or why profile optimization? Why do you want to do profile optimization? What is it? What is the benefit of it? So you generate a bit of interest on that subject as well. So people raise their hand and ask, oh, what is profile optimization? Why do you need it? What is the benefit of it? And then you've also got people that are waiting to hear from you. If you're talking about profile optimization, these people are sitting there waiting, saying, well, I want to find out a little bit more about this. I don't know. I'm asking the question. So maybe they're asking about, what's the point in putting a link there? Where should I put my link to? What should I have on my profile cover? And if all these questions that you can go ahead and then create the content. Create the content of what people are asking the questions around. And then, because you know for a fact that these people that have asked the questions, they're going to find it valuable. And I can guarantee there's a lot more people. Maybe there's someone from Australia, someone from the US. They're all asking these different questions. You can sort of get all this content together, got all these information together to create the content. And sort of, you know, the avenue to go down. In a way, you're sort of asking people what they want. And then it's more of a benefit because you're not thinking at the top of your head, right, I've got to create this because I found it useful. Because what I find a lot of the time is the things that I learn, like anything, you think about it and you think, well, that's hard. How am I going to do that? I've got to work that out. Well, once you've worked it out and you've figured out a way to do it, it becomes a habit and it becomes easy. So like myself now, how to explain this? It's quite easy. It's quite simple. I've done it a few times, done it 10, 15 times. So I've had to write out the messages in what I need to achieve and the end goal, or what I want to get from creating a post to purpose. So once you've created that post, maybe you've got a group on Facebook or a group anywhere on social media. If you post it inside that group, where you keep, or even on your website, if you post it somewhere, like it could be a PDF or it could be a slideshow or it could be a video on YouTube. If you've created some form of training or something that people will find valuable because they want to find out about profile optimization, then post it inside that group. And then all the people that have questioned or asked you questions about it or shown interest, tag them in it. Tag them in a post on your profile to say, hey, if you still want to find out about profile optimization, I've released some training inside my group. And this will get people to start filling up your group. People that are targeted, people that are interested. You won't get people that will ask you, do you like sex? It'll be people that are interested in what you're creating for your group. And then ultimately they'll engage with a lot more of your content inside your group, and they'll grow to be customers in that group as well. Because once they get into the group, they'll see, well, if you've got a lot of other content in there, a lot of other training, they'll like what they see, and they'll grow that know, like, and trust factor. If you know about Russell Brunson, of what he talks about all the time, I think it's more important these days to grow a know, like, and trust factor with someone to be able to purchase anything from you, any product. They've got to know you, because there's so much skepticism out there with people that, oh no, this is not real, I'll lose my money. But if they know you and they trust you and they see you around online a little bit, then they'll enjoy you a lot more, enjoy your content, and then trust you. So that's how to get people into your groups. Let's have a little recap of what you need to do to post with purpose. So what I would say is think of an outward goal. Think of an end goal of what you want to achieve. And then what is it you want the customer to actually do? Where do you want them to go? And then start to create a little bit of hype. around that offer. Like I say, profile optimization. It doesn't have to be profile optimization, to be honest. It can be lead generation. It can be funnels. It can be website building. It can be anything, really. You can think of a thousand things. And then post it on your profile. Post it on your profile to get the hype, to get people in on your friends list, or get people in your ecosystem interested. And then once you got them interested and you find out what they're looking for, go ahead and create that offer. And once you've created it and you've posted it in a certain place where people can find it, you need to let them know where to find it, how they can find it. So you bring them into your group. So then that's where you get your end goal. So there's a lot of work, I suppose. I'll say a lot of work. Once you've done it a few times, it's quite interesting because you can do this over and over again. And then once you do it over and over again, you've got a whole load of people inside your group or inside your ecosystem that are targeted leads. They're interested in what you've got to offer. They're interested in affiliate marketing. They're interested in marketing. They're interested in profile optimization. They're interested in what you can teach them. They're interested in you. So that's a good way to get people, like posting with purpose, I'd say. And then once you get them posting with purpose, they'll obviously that know, like, and trust factor will grow. And then over time, you can talk to them, you can help them out with their struggles. And maybe they might have a struggle where they sell low ticket offers. Well, you can say, well, this is what I've done to create an income. To basically, for me, it's breaking the chains from my 9 to 5. This is how I learned how to break the chains from my 9 to 5. I created a good offer for other people. I created some training, and you can explain to them a lot more, and then they will eventually go ahead and purchase your offer, or they'll purchase an upgrade, or they'll come into your ecosystem. It's just growing your following, your brand. So that's a bit of training that I've got for today, and I'm learning a lot more lately about how to target my perfect audience to grow my brand, to grow my business. So this is something that I'm going to keep teaching to other people, teaching to you, put on my podcast. Hopefully people find it interesting. And then if you want to find out a little bit more, maybe you want to watch the slideshow that I created to go along with this training for post to purpose, then I'll leave a link in the description and you can see exactly how it works for me, so it can work for you. So till next time.